afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. And the tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
What's his name? Byrne, yeah.
Wow.
Is he still alive?
I think so.
He's like 80.
Of course, they're well known for his lead. He was the lead of Talking Heads, crazy alternative band in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
And, that's what he won. Song he did on his own called Moon Rocks, FYI.
Yo, I could do that. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Let's go to the phone. Let's talk with Robert. How are you, Robert? You're on the air with Dr. Dave.
Hi, Dr. Dave. Great show today.
Thank you, sir.
I have one question for you today. You were talking earlier about backups and mirroring. I have an old PC that's a miniature. It's a mini case.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of hard to get into. But what I want to do, it's an old 40-gig hard drive, and I want to clone that and make it a 120-gig. What's the procedure to go about doing that?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different ways to do that. You can use something like Clonezilla. You can Acronis. They include some cloning facilities. However, if you happen to have a Seagate or a Maxtor as one of those drives, you can download the Seagate disk utilities from their website for free. And it does a great job. It'll do a quick partition and setup of the new drive, and it will do a very reliable, quick cloning of the two drives. Let's say you got this 40-gig drive in there, and that's the boot drive. What you would do is,
okay,
if one of the is one of the two drives a Seagate or a Maxtor?
I'm not even sure. I haven't even cracked the case yet.
Yeah. If this is only going to be pertinent if you have one of those two. And, you know, it's reasonably likely that one of the two drives will be, right? I mean, either your new one or the old one might be a Seagate or a Maxtor, probably a 50% chance, maybe more. But what you do is you boot that machine, go to the Seagate website, go to support, go to downloads, download the Seagate Disk Wizard, install it, put the new, you know, obviously turn the machine off at that point, put the new drive in, boot with the old drive, set up the new drive using the automated facilities inside Disk Wizard, then use the clone facility in Disk Wizard. And let's say you got a 40 gig in there now that it's booting from, which is incredibly small nowadays. Let's say you're going to put in a 500 gig as the new drive. It will automatically create the 500 gig partition and copy clone that drive completely accurately to that 500 gig partition. Then you close Windows, close down the machine, take the old drive out, and it will boot from that new 500 gig drive, and it will all have taken about 10-15 minutes. Now,
excellent.
If you're not using Windows, or if one of the two drives is not a Maxtor or Seagate, then probably the thing to do would be to download Clonezilla, a Clonezilla CD disk, and if you do Google search for, you know, Clonezilla bootable CD, you know, there's several links for that. Build a bootable CD from an ISO that you download, then you'll boot from that Clonezilla CD, clone the drive you want to clone. It's a little bit more labor intensive, but you're capable of dealing with it. You got to specify the new partition and that sort of thing. Not quite as automatic as the Seagate Disk Wizard process, but works very reliably, very well, and we'll probably take a half an hour or so instead of 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay, very good. I sure appreciate the information.
Thanks for the call, Robert. You take care, man. Have a great weekend.
All right, you guys have a great show.
Take care, man. Bye-bye. 866-821-8255 is the number, 866-821-TALK. Yeah, you know, sometimes the thing to do is to utilize. Well, you just got to be real smart about the tootles.
Yes, you do.
You got to be very smart about the tootles you do. The tools you use. You know, part of being an expert, part of being good at whatever it is that you're doing, is not just knowledge, but the tools. And by the same token, it isn't just the tools, it's the knowledge. You know, you got to know how to use the tools, and you got to have the tools at your disposal. What's really neat about our circumstances now, and I think it's beginning to change a little bit, is we have so many really high-quality tools still available. And that disc wizard from Seagate, only usable with one of their drives. I mean, you can have a Western Digital and a Seagate, or you can have a Maxtor and a Toshiba, but one of the discs has to be a Maxtor or a Seagate, and it'll work perfectly. It's really a great great little tool. What's interesting about that is it's actually a licensed use by Seagate of Acronis software. Once you load it, if you look at it, it's Acronis software. The stuff that you would pay $60 for, they've licensed it, and you can download it free. The only rub, of course, as I've said a million times already, Maxtor or Seagate drive. If it's a Western Digital and a Toshiba, if it's a Toshiba and a Hitachi, won't work. One of the drives has to be one of those two. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. How much time we got?
About 2 minutes.
Okay, briefly. I wanted to get into this in greater detail, but I'm going to just, right at the end of the show, jump on you with this.
Okay.
Ambush you with this.
Okay, go.
I'm curious, because you whenever I talk about this, you nod to me like you're in basic agreement.
I'm just,
but
I don't
you
know what you're saying.
Don't really seem to worry about it too much, and that is,
what?
I talk about Facebook, I talk about Gmail, I talk about Google, I
yes.
talk about, you know, problems with apps on your phone. You don't seem to have the same level of concern. Is that true? And if so, no, I'm being honest here. I'm being sincere.
Yes.
If that's true, that you don't have the same level of concern, why?
Good question. I have a level of concern. I'm not sure if it's as much, because in the end, how much can you really affect it?
See, I'll tell you something. One of the things that I've really come to this week, and it's tough because I'm a fighter. I fight. The bloodier I get, the more I fight. It's not a good thing, necessarily. But this week, I'll tell you, I've gotten to the point where I'm saying, you know what? There's not a lot that we can control. Even if you don't take advantage of some of these technologies, and so you're not vulnerable based on the fact you're not using those technologies, you're so vulnerable in other ways that you can't control, that it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, and it, you know, it goes to the next level, and we don't have enough time to talk about the next level of how much control we don't really have. So the whole thing for me is, don't let it create an ulcer in your stomach.
Yes.
That's the key.
Yes.
I learned my lesson.
Regardless of your choice. I mean, you can still make the choice. I'm not going to use Google. I'm not going to do Facebook.
Yes.
And that's fine. Or you may make the decision to do so. But in either example, be at arm's length with it.
Sure.
And not have it eat you alive.
Absolutely.
I agree. And I'll tell you something. I think you just have to be really careful, because many of us have personalities that are sort of borderline paranoid.
Right.
And you could get real weird
yes.
real quick.
Yes, you can.
And I'm not saying that concerns. I'm not saying that concerns are weird, or that the stuff that we're talking about are weird. And I'm not taking everything back that we've talked about. I'm just talking about looking at it and going, you know what?
Yeah, do your best, but don't.
I'm just
going to
wipe
out
all my emails, and it won't matter. I'm just going to erase my emails.
Exactly. That's what Lois did.
Take a sledgehammer to my hard drive, and ta-da! Good luck finding anything. Well, you can tell by that funky music in the background, we're flat out of time. I want to thank you for joining us. We had a great time this morning. I hope you did, too. Have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.